Not enough houses to go around. We are a rental nation. Hey everyone, welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm your host, Clayton Morris. I'm the founder of Morris Invest. Of course, I've done thousands of deals, thousands of properties. And today on the show, we're going to talk about how this country is becoming more and more of a rental nation every day. Thank you for joining us. If you are new to the show, welcome. And also, if you're not new to the show, I just have to say thank you because we just passed a milestone, 14 million downloads. 14 million downloads. I can't believe it. You know what that tells me? That so many of you have found value in this show. You're taking action. You're building wealth. And I'm so excited about that. If you're new to the show, please subscribe. If you're not new and we've brought you any value at all in any small way, please take a few moments and just rate us. Give us a 5-star review on the podcasts app. I know so many of you are listening via the podcast app on your iPhone, your smart device, because I see the downloads. So I know that you listen to the Apple podcast app. Just click write a review and just tap 5 stars and then just like, say a sentence or two about something you've learned here. It really helps other people discover the show. And my goal is to really educate people and help them break out of the 9-to-5 rat race and build financial intelligence. So I really sincerely hope that we're helping you do that. All right, let's talk about today's article because we had a magazine article that was just published and I want to comment about it. A couple things. Anytime I see these big news articles, there's two ways to look at it, right? If you're paying attention to the mainstream media, you can look at it as a big problem. Like, oh my gosh, this is a big problem. Or you can look at it from an investor perspective, which is what I try to teach you here to do, right? Which is when you hear these big news stories, when you're watching a Lester Holt on NBC News at 6:30 in the evening or something, and they do a housing story, I want you to pay attention to that story from the perspective of being an investor, not a mom and pop home buyer that's going to move into that property. I want you to pay attention to it as an investor, okay? And that's what today's article is all about. So Realtor.com had an article just this week about how investors are starting to shift their strategy to focus on new developments because new developments, meaning like these large hedge funds, are actually trying to like build new construction from the ground up as rental properties, not to sell to, as a flipper or to sell to the first time home buyer market. No, they're building these like 300 home communities to rent. You know why? Because they are having a difficult time finding houses that need renovation that they can do. So like that's what my team does at Morris Invest. We find properties that, takes a lot of work, right? Our team, it's a lot of work to find and acquire properties like that, that are in established neighborhoods that we then renovate and place tenants in them. Well, these larger hedge funds are having a difficult time doing it. So listen to this. GTIS Partners, based in New York, they're shifting their focus. The company started out buying older homes, foreclosures and things like that. And they have now 4,200 single family homes. Well, they just started having difficulty finding them. So they shifted their strategy. In fact, they started just building brand new subdivisions. And these aren't like that they're going to sell to investors. Like these are part of their portfolio that investors would buy into basically. But they're buying these like newly built homes and they're just like clearing land. I like to think of like in Back to the Future, Marty McFly, like in his neighborhood when he goes back to the 1950s and he like pulls his car up and he's like, oh my God, there's nothing here. They're just starting to build this development. That's kind of like what they're doing, just plopping these new homes down there for rentals. Why? Because they are having such a difficult time finding properties that they can renovate at an affordable price that they can get tenants into. That's because we are becoming a nation of renters. So again, I want you to look at a story like this and not think, oh, that's bad news. That's bad news. I mean, for me as a landlord, as a rental property owner, it's great news. I mean, because it means like the properties that I do, the 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 3-bedroom, 1-bath homes that I love to buy in the $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 range that makes up the bulk of my portfolio, it's hard to find those deals. But I'm finding established properties in established neighborhoods that I have to renovate. You know, I have to go in there and spend $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 to renovate them. It's hard work. Today's episode is brought to you by SendPro, online by Pitney Bowes. Guess what? I know I have a ton of listeners who are small business owners. You are real estate agents, real estate offices, small law offices, dentist offices. I know because I hear from you and you send a lot of mail. So do we. And that's where the folks over at Pitney Bowes come in. You have to listen to what they've created and you're going to get a fantastic way to try this out for free. If you just stick around to the end of this ad. So listen to what they do. So because shipping is so complex and it's a pain, let's be honest, with all of the uncertainty over costs, and when you have to decide which carrier to use, you're sitting there saying, well, should I use FedEx for this? Is that cheaper than UPS or the postal service? You don't know. Well, pb.com/Clayton, if you check them out, pb.com/Clayton, at Pitney Bowes, they've put it all together in one dashboard. So you can easily compare United States Postal Service, UPS, FedEx, all in one dashboard. You can see, oh, it's cheaper. Let me do it with FedEx. Let me do it with UPS. You can print shipping labels all right there and stamps from your own printer right there. You can track all of your shipments right there. And you get email notifications when they've arrived, which is fantastic. Plus, when you know we had that postal increase on January 27th, you're still going to be able to access the savings you get of up to 40% off of the USPS priority mail shipping and 5 cents off every letter that you send just when using SendPro online from Pitney Bowes. And it's only $14 a month, $14.99 a month. And listeners can get a free 30-day trial when you visit PB, like peanut butter and jelly, pb.com/Clayton. You get to try it for free. Plus, you're also going to receive a free 10-pound scale to help you weigh your packages and accurately calculate the cost of shipping. So you'll never overpay. That's pb.com/Clayton. Experience the convenience of SendPro online for yourself when you sign up for your free 30-day trial. We appreciate it, Pitney Bowes. Thank you so much. So with this hedge fund, this GTIS Partners, they're just like, you know what? It's just too difficult to hunt for these homes. We're just going to like buy land and build 400 homes, right? So what they're saying is some investors are even taking this strategy even further with plans to build entire communities out of single family home rentals. They're doing this right now in parts of Texas. They're doing this all over the South. So it's kind of funny. I mean, it's really amazing to me. This just speaks to the demand for these types of properties right now, these build to rent communities. So, and we're seeing this in the home builder space. Home builders are not building these types of homes. They are building luxury homes. Where home builders are spending and getting the most bang for their buck are building those $600,000 to $1 million properties. Those home builders that take a year to build a home, they're making much higher return. You know, a home builder is not going to make much of a return building one of these $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 homes. Their margins are not very high. So that's where you can have a hedge fund come in and say, you know what? We're going to do it all. We're going to keep them all and we're going to rent them out and keep them in our portfolio for our, you know, hedge fund investors. So that's what's happening right now. And this demand for rental properties across this country. I mean, and there's no sign of this slowing down. There's absolutely no sign of this slowing down. And even when we had millennials shifting to starting to buy properties, guess what? Builders aren't even building those types of properties. They're not. They're not building those first-time home buyer properties. They're building luxury homes. So there is an incredible demand. And really, it takes about 5 years for these cycles of building to come to fruition. By the time permits are pulled and lots are cleared and land is purchased and all of that, for these cycles to come. So keep an eye on this. I don't see this shifting anytime soon. You know, we don't see these builders pulling permits at all. And so that amount of time it takes to go through that process, you're looking for a number of years before we see any kind of shift in a different direction. So again, this is great for us as investors right now. This is a great sign. There's such a demand for the types of properties that we like to rent out. And it's forcing some of these like big hedge fund type companies to go out and like build whole communities from the ground up. Good news for us. And by the way, I like new construction too. I would do some of that as well. So, you know, I don't shy away from that at all, but it just goes to show you the demand right now for these types of properties. So if you are ready to take the plunge into rental real estate and you are ready to pick up your first property, why don't you book a call with our team? That's what our team does all day long. They're fantastic. Just go over to Morris Invest. That's my last name, Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S, morrisinvest.com. And just click on the book a call tab. We ask you like 8 questions, your first name, last name, what phone number if we can call you, and tell us a little bit about you. You know, how many properties do you currently have? Do you have nothing? Do you have 2? Do you have 5? Let us know. Let us know what your goals are. Do you want to unlock some retirement funds? Maybe you want to move some money from your 401k, or maybe you've got money sitting in an old IRA that's not doing anything. You want to move it over to a self-directed account. That's easy. Click on the button that says, I want to unlock retirement funds. And then pick the time that works for you on your calendar, and one of our team members will call you. That's what they do. They're fantastic. So let us know. If you're ready to take the plunge into rental real estate investing, we are there to help. That's what we do. Until next time, everyone, go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time.